Now to London.
I'm sure the whole House will also wish to join me in sending our sincere congratulations to Senator Barack Obama on winning the presidency of the United States and writing a new chapter in history in doing so. The bonds that unite the United States and the UK are vital to our prosperity and security, and I know from talking to Senator Obama that he will be a true friend of Britain.
That's Prime Minister Gordon Brown and the Parliament celebrating President-elect Obama yesterday. As Obama prepares to take office, we here at The Takeaway are putting together a briefing book talking to experts about a range of issues he'll be confronting. We begin today by looking at some fence mending that Barack Obama might have to do with Europe and the country's close ally, Britain. For that, we turn to the BBC's Patrick O'Connell. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Adora. Have you started voting for 2012 yet?
I think we're going to...
After lunch, Patrick. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
But listen, Patty, here you have the Prime Minister going out of his way to embrace Obama in the same way that he went out of his way to distance himself from President Bush. Why?
Well, everyone's trying to associate themselves with Barack Obama, even the Chinese. And they need lessons.
It's Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, yes, forgive me. And even the Chinese, and they need lessons in democracy. The one-party totalitarian state there, the Chinese president Hu Jintao, said he looked forward to strengthening dialogue. And our prime minister wants to say this shows that it's a serious man for serious times. And the leader of our opposition here, David Cameron from the Conservative Party, said, actually, it shows they've had enough of people who've been in power, pointing over to the Prime Minister, because the Labour Party's been in power for more than a year here.
And, well, let's listen to Cameron, since you brought him up.
In Britain, people are losing their homes, small businesses are closing, unemployment is rising, manufacturing output again today is falling, and by refusing to hold a public inquiry, the Prime Minister is yet again demonstrating that he cannot provide the change people want. On the day the American people voted for change, aren't people in this country entitled to ask, how much longer have we got to put up with more of the same from a government that's failed? Yeah.
So here you have the opposition party embracing this theme of change. So is it about Barack Obama that the folks in Britain are excited about, or is it this notion of change and how it might relate to their internal politics?
Well, let's take the first bit first. This is such an American story. You know, you'd have to be one of Europe's most stupid people if you didn't realize this is a chapter in American history. I can't believe it myself to be talking to you about such a chapter, you know. And I say that having listened to John McCain's speech, the humility of an American hero. I mean, we know as Europeans we're living as witnesses to a great moment of your history. What's going to happen to it, of course, no one knows. But, you know, this is extraordinary. The Europeans would be envious of your turnout rate, 75%, I believe.
That was huge. It was huge. Most in a century. I guess the question, aside from all the kind of American, you know, goosebumps that are generated around the world, what do you think the relationship between Gordon Brown and Barack Obama might possibly be based on Gordon Brown's relationship with the W?
Yeah. Well, look, it's going to come down to what he does. This is a man with a mandate. But, you know, what is his mission? When will he pull troops out of Iraq? Under what circumstances? There are 165,000 US troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. What's going to happen to them? And what's going to happen to the British troops who fight alongside them? That's going to influence the relationship. What's going to happen to the $10 trillion debt? What's going to happen to Wall Street? What's going to happen to the US car manufacturing industry? Is he going to save it, or is it going to go to the wall? So the economy, the environment, and the wars, there are two wars, obviously, that's what's going to influence America's relationship with the world.
And how do you think, well, you're saying with the world, and is that different on the continent of Europe? Is the expectations of what Barack Obama is going to do, are they different in Britain than they are for the rest of Europe, or is Europe together in its expectation that Barack Obama's policies are going to be very different than George Bush's policies?
Well, I'd like to answer that by asking you and your American listener to turn that question round. What is the American expectation? And I think we could probably find, you know, 100 million expectations.
So it's kind of like ask not what your Europe can do for you, ask what you can do for your Europe.
Well, I mean, I arrived in America as an intern, a congressional intern, and I knew a lot about America at 21. I knew its politics. I'd read all about it. And then I lived in America for 10 years, and I knew less about your country at the end of a decade at the age of 35. So, I mean, all I would say is that Barack Obama's got to reduce expectations. That's obviously the first thing.
Interesting.
Mm. And he's got to do it at home, and he's got to do it abroad. And I've been back, you know, I'm a great fan of your history, and I've been back to some, spent last night reading inauguration speeches.
Right.
And I read Dwight Eisenhower's from Tuesday, January the 20th, which is the same date, of course, January the 20th, that Barack Obama is going to be inaugurated. And this is 1953. "We must be ready to dare all for our country," said Dwight D. Eisenhower. "History does not long entrust the care of freedom to the weak or the timid." So I think this is a time to not just to talk about history, but to learn from it.
Well, we certainly are going to be,
we're
going to do that. And I'm sure we're going to be talking to you again, Patrick O'Connell, as Barack Obama's mission for the future becomes clearer. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Patty O'Connell, a BBC correspondent in London.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.